Online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov. Produced at U.S. taxpayer
expense. What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Laborers Union Local 872. Great people. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Laborers Union Local 872, Vegas strong, union proud. And joining us now, our own gentleman, Jim Dallas. And the guy that used to sit in this seat, Larry Elder, might be the next governor of California. Is that right?
You know, I think a lot of people are excited about his candidacy, Kevin. Well, for two reasons. One, they tried to keep him off the ballot. Now, you know you're pretty close to the target when that happens. And then, of course, he got through that little hurdle. Another thing about Larry Elder, he is from the hood.
South Central.
South Central Los Angeles. Watts. You know, those old enough to...
What a great story. What a great story that would be.
It's unbelievable. He's a public school product as well. And I think the Democrats are really concerned because they know that with his ability to communicate with people, I mean, he's a talk show host, a very good one, and he can talk to independents on their level. He can talk to blacks and Hispanics on their level. And a lot of them tend to vote Democrat. So I think there's a real general concern on their behalf. And it's probably not going to take more than 17-18% of the vote to actually win this thing.
The question is, would you lose out to Caitlyn Jenner? That's the ultimate question. But he's a conservative. And, you know, there
are... You mean Caitlyn's a conservative or...
No. But Larry Elder would be the conservative candidate.
Right.
Caitlyn Jenner would be, I don't know, the transgender, I don't know.
Representative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it'd be interesting to see. But again, that election is what, September 14th?
Yes. It's coming up. It's right around the corner. And we all know that a governor is limited in some areas, but not in all. He can do something about crime. He can do something about homelessness. He can do something about education. As the governor, he does have the veto power to stop bad legislation from going through. And his goal is to be the best governor that California's had in a long time. And I think you have to go back about 30 years to maybe find one.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. We'll talk more about this, I'm sure, as we get closer to the recall election, the recall of Gavin Newsom, which a lot of people believe is a foregone conclusion. Now the question is, if not Newsom, then who? And it might well be the guy that used to sit in this chair, Larry Elder. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us as we continue for a Monday on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Quick check of the traffic cams. I see the site of an earlier accident. The tow truck has finally showed up. Interstate 15 southbound at Symphony. So crews are cleaning that one up. On the 15, overall, in general, you're averaging about 35 to 40 miles per hour through the resort corridor northbound at Charleston, southbound at Spring Mountain. Those lane reductions are causing some delays as you work your way on the 515 eastbound at Main Street. It goes from four lanes down to two. Back the other way as well, 515 westbound at Eastern. Only two lanes available on the freeway there. And look out for some construction. That's on 15 South between Gene and Prim.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Raiders have a new running backs coach, as that is going to be Tim Berbinich. He has already been part of the coaching staff, but now he's going to move up from a quality control coach role to serve as the running backs coach, according to a report from NFL Network. Other coaches are also going to help with that position group. This is after Kirby Wilson recently made the decision to retire. Speaking of the Raiders, rookie linebacker Divine Diablo and cornerback Isaiah Johnson, they have both been placed on the physically unable to perform list to open up training camp, and the team has placed offensive tackle Devery Hamilton on the non-football illness list. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I promised I'd let you hear from the president, the former president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. He was over the weekend in Phoenix. And I must tell you, another one of these great, almost like a campaign speech, talking about the Democrats. And if, in fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's go to cut one if we can, because this was the president in Phoenix at the Turning Point Action Conference. And he talked about how the Democrats are part of a what he called a disinformation or misinformation campaign. This was the former president over the weekend.
Voter ID is at 88%. So here's the line. All of a sudden, we don't want our voter ID. Then one day they pass it on and the press plays along. We've always wanted voter ID. We've always wanted it. It's the Republicans who don't want it. Think of this. And they had the same thing with defund the police, right? We wanted to fund the police. We will defund the police. Now, crime is at the highest it's ever been in history. These police departments have been devastated. They have treated our great law enforcement, I just met a lot of them backstage, so badly, with so little respect. But it's a very unpopular thing. They didn't know that. Who the hell wouldn't know that, defund the police? Who would not? I'm telling you, they've got advantages, but they're sort of dumb in a lot of ways. Their policy is so bad. So now they're saying, you guys see that? It was the Republicans that wanted to defund the police. It's just like Russia, Russia, Russia. It's just they make up stuff. I watched that shifty shift go up to the microphone. it's extremely important to save our country. President Trump is a paid employee of Russia. It's unbelievable. And you know what they say? If they say it over and over and over again, in a year from now, a lot of people are not going to remember who wanted to defund the police and who did it. And they're not going to remember about voter ID, Andy, and we got to be careful with that. Paul, we got to be careful with that. Debbie, you're not going to let that happen. You're not going to let it. But that's what they do. And you know what it's called? Disinformation. They make up a lot of crap, and they say it over and over and over. And one day, you say, oh, who was the one that wanted to defund? I guess it was the Republicans. The Republicans are against a very serious and a very sick enemy.
Okay. Now, this preceded that speech in Phoenix, but it was a campaign speech. I don't think there's anybody that's questioning that. And then you've got Breitbart coming out today reporting that the former president is more popular with U.S. voters than Joe Biden. That's according to a recent Rasmussen poll that was actually released on Friday. 51% of voters have at least a somewhat favorable opinion of Biden, compared to 52% who have a somewhat favorable opinion of Trump. More people have an unfavorable view of Biden, 48%, than Trump. Trump, 46%. So it means that, But the poll actually found that Obama received the largest ratings of all. They love him, and that's not surprising. But I'll just tell you, this was a great speech in an area where they're doing the audit even as we speak. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Coach Pete knows that three initials should be part of your retirement plan.
GPI.
We need to have growth. We need to have protection of that growth. So if we get a gain, we make sure we protect that gain. The most important part of a total retirement plan is having lifetime income you can never, ever outlive.
For your GPI in retirement, call 888-702-8898 or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898. Call or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898.
Meet Ryan.
Hey, what's up?
Ryan's from Las Vegas, Nevada. He's a professional BMX rider and rides his bike daily. He's also a peer support specialist and a proud uncle. And he's been in recovery from opioid dependency for over 3 years.
I sustained an injury while riding my bike and became addicted to pain pills. And it even led to an overdose. But now I'm in recovery and helping others who are struggling with opioid addiction.
He's doing great things in his recovery, and you can too. If you or someone you know struggles with opioid addiction, help is available. To start your journey to recovery, visit cssnv.org/substance-abuse. That's cssnv.org/substance-abuse. Find the courage to fight your addiction to opioids. We can help. This message, funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, and I should have mentioned this, darn it, to Zach Walker-Lieb and Blake Gwynn, that if as you look at our state right now, just take a snapshot of our state, we are in horrible, horrible trouble. I don't know whether you know this, but Nevada has the third highest unemployment, the fourth highest gas prices in the nation, one of the highest COVID-19 rates, and the worst vaccination rate for our most vulnerable population in the country. Governor Sisolak, Javier Becerra, the Secretary of HHS, President Biden, I mean, they can all take the blame for this, but that's where this all comes into play. And one of the things that the president talked about over the weekend in Phoenix was this whole notion that the GOP, if we do well in the midterms, we can reverse bad Biden policies. Here is the president over the weekend in Phoenix.
We will end Joe Biden's war on American energy and ensure that the United States remains the dominant energy superpower on Earth. Can you imagine they're out negotiating with OPEC again? I mean, it's not even, we didn't need OPEC. That's why I was taking everybody out of the Middle East, because we needed the Middle East for oil. Now we need the Middle East for oil again. We will break up the big tech monopolies. And we will immediately shut down Joe Biden's border disaster. And we're going to end, by the way, catch and release. I ended catch and release. You know what it is? You catch a criminal and you take his name or whoever. You take his name, her name, and you release them into our country. You release them. We did something slightly better. Stay in Mexico. We have stay in Mexico. And we will restore our southern border. We want to remain. Let them remain in Mexico. You know, the people, they're all over the United States, your border, but you're getting hit hard, probably harder, much harder, but all over the country. You can go to Iowa, you can go to all over the country, they're being hit, and it's a crime wave. Big crime wave is coming out of it. Go all over the country and you'll see you're being hit. Right here in Arizona, Joe Biden has utterly demolished your border and cynically betrayed the people of the state, because he never said he was going to do that. I told you he would. In May alone, Border Patrol encountered 540% more illegal migrants in the Tucson sector and 1,500% more in Yuma than the same period when I was. Think of that. 1,500% more in 1 year.
Yeah, that was the president in Phoenix. And I just got to tell you, it was inspiring watching that speech. That was something special. Tomorrow, as you well know, they're going to begin the January 6th commission, and they're going to try and hang Trump. You know they will. In fact, they will probably subpoena him, and it'll probably end up going to court. It'll go to the Supreme Court, and I don't know how that'll work out. But I want you to hear a guy that is now known as a Pelosi Republican, Adam Kinzinger. He's a congressman from Illinois. He was on CNN last week, and I looked back into the archives, and this was before Nancy Pelosi added him to the January 6th commission. This was Adam Kinzinger, and I want you to, you tell me if you think this is an impartial seeker of the facts, because that's not what he is. This was Adam Kinzinger last week on CNN.
I mean, I think the vast majority, if not all of them, my colleagues, believe that this was a Trump-incited insurrection. But when you're in a tribe, and, you know, if you say something truthful that gets you kicked out of the tribe, you keep your head down and you stay in the tribe. I don't think they believe it. But if you watch the videos, you get that tinge of guilt. And it's much easier to just paper over that tinge of guilt, hope that this organically just kind of fixes the glitch, and nobody's willing to step up. It's disappointing, of course. It's sad. And I think what's even more sad, Anderson, is not that, you know, so many people that aren't acknowledging the truth. It's that there are millions of people, base voters, Republican voters, many in my district, that believe the big lie. And it's not really their fault, although everybody's responsible for what you believe and doing research. But all the leaders they trust are sitting here telling them it's a big lie. And everything that they see on CNN or everything they read in the paper is a lie. And it's just a cover-up. That's what I think the biggest tragedy is, much, you know, not to mention what it's doing to our republic.
That's Adam Kinzinger, the congressman, who tomorrow, I'm sure, will have some sort of opening statement. And he is one of two Republicans, Liz Cheney, the other one. And by the way, this is what I love about CNN, and we're watching here in the studio. The lower third, Trump takes big lie to Arizona, praises sham election audit. Why, you know, why don't we figure out what the audit says before we trash the audit, you know, with the term sham? That to me is so incredibly unfair. It's like Russia, Russia, Russia. It's like what Adam Schiff did, that they were certain that the then president was an agent of Russia, 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 Russia. And that to me, and then they found out, oh, I guess he wasn't a Russian agent after all. Nobody ever said I'm sorry that I know of. But that's the problem, that you've got folks like CNN saying, and again, they do this with the low, they call it a lower third graphic, and it says, Trump takes big lie to Arizona, praises sham election audit. It's just absolutely unbelievable. And it's why it's so incredibly sad. It's why we need to work towards a midterm victory, a big one, that will chase people like Liz Cheney out and replace her with somebody that is, shall we say, a tad more conservative. Somebody that will support the America First agenda of Donald J. Trump. We need that. And we need that. We need that now. Stay with us. When we come back in our next hour, we'll get into it. We'll get to some calls. I am becoming more and more concerned that our elected leaders in our community are going to take us back about 10 steps and put the mask back on us, in a backhanded way, compel all of us to wear masks, maybe indoor, maybe outdoor, don't know. But you know they're talking about it right now. The CDC says they are contemplating action on that very issue. I'm going to open up our phone lines right now, and I want to see what you think. Because I think there will be civil disobedience of the First Order. I really believe that. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And as I mentioned earlier on the show, for those of you who don't know, I have an older brother in Nebraska. And he just yesterday called me and said, I tested positive for the COVID-19. I did not ask him if it was the Delta variants. But suffice to say, he is concerned. And then our family is concerned for his health. He is fine. In fact, I called him this morning. He said, vital signs are perfect. And I'm like, whoa, that's good. Perfect. Perfect is exactly where you want to be. Stay with us. More to come as we continue. Again, that phone number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to hear from you. What happens if they do try and walk us back into Sisolak hell? We'll talk about it on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 discount tire Ford Mustang. Did you know one of the most important keys to success on the track and for safe driving on the road is having the right pressure in your tires? Properly inflated tires are essential to help you get the best gas mileage and keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by your local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
The COVID-19 pandemic is scary. It's changing the way our children are growing up. It's important to talk to our kids how they're feeling about what's going on. From toddler to high school, there are resources to help. Visit nvhealthresponse.nv.gov for more resources to help your family cope with the issues facing families amid the pandemic. Sponsored by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Nevada Division of Emergency Management, and your local emergency manager's office. Aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and the station.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, I don't know how many of you were like me, but my entire neighborhood, I live over on the south side, southwest side of town, over off the 215, and I got to tell you, it was spectacular. the entire neighborhood out in the middle of this storm about 8:30, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, whatever it was.